Let's pick up Sheila in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and she's got a question about some breathing issues. Are you there, Sheila?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. So what's going on?
I have a five-year-old boy.
Okay.
And he's happy, healthy, usual, but he does get, you know, the colds, and every time he gets a cold, he gets impetigo on his nose, or, you know, near on his lip. And in the past, he did have, like, 5-year infections when he was 2, and he was in daycare. But he's still healthy and stuff. But last weekend, we had to take him to ER because he was kind of breathing hard, but he didn't complain. He was just playing, I noticed, and they asked us to come, and they put a nebulizer, gave him 3 doses, and then a steroid. And they said it could be just a one-time asthma exacerbation, or it could be something else, or it could be a reaction to something. I didn't like it, and I wanted his immune system to be, you know, better.
Well, I think you got 2 issues here, Sheila. The first issue is probably his minerals, and then we'll come to immunity later, okay? But let me deal with the minerals. The most common mistake most parents make is that they keep the kid away from salt. And a 5-year-old desperately needs a 1/2 teaspoon of a healthy salt, not white embalmed trash in the supermarket melted to 1,100 degrees. That's garbage. That's not salt. I'm talking about air-dried sea salt or our pink salt. Those 2 salts are going to be food and bless the heck out of your son, make him strong, allow him to have enough HCl to digest his food, enough of the chloride fraction to hold water in his intestines, and to make adrenaline. It's super important. That's step 1. At 5 years of age, until about 10 years of age, a 1/2 teaspoon, and then from 10 to 20, at least a teaspoon, especially if he's doing a lot of exercise.
Okay.
And if you don't get enough salt, then all the symptoms you just saw could occur. Now, that's part A of minerals. The B part is that he may simply not have enough calcium, magnesium, and trace elements from his diet. And how could you tell that? I'm so glad you asked me, Sheila. The way you can tell is you get a roll of pH paper, and you tear off a little piece and pass it through the first morning urine stream for him. Okay, so you wake him up, you walk to the toilet with him, he starts to urinate, and you just pass this through the stream, and it's going to change color. You're going to match it to the chart on the little roll, okay? And he's going to be acid, I suspect. And so then you're going to give him something called pH Trio, where you'll have coral, cod liver oil, and aloe. You'll mix the aloe in water, then add the coral, mix that together, and have him drink that, and give him maybe a 1/2 teaspoon of USP-grade cod liver oil with his breakfast. And you can give it to him with a little orange or fruit or something, and it's not terrible tasting because it's USP, it's the good stuff. And now you'll have the smartest kid in the family, and you will have a better immune system, so colds and flu will be less likely. There should be no more impetigo, though, because I believe that's the low salt.
Okay.
So then one more thing you'll want to do, and this will be more for your husband and yourself, you'll want to have some nucleotides in your medicine cabinet.
Okay.
Nucleotides have been shown to help the body during the cold flu season to upregulate the immune response and can blow off these issues in one day if you start that day 96% of the time, and in 3 days if you're dumb enough to let this thing get a death grip.
Okay.
So this guy could save you a lot of money at doctor visits, but more important, keep you, your husband, and everybody in the family strong. For your husband and yourself, at the first onset, you would take 4 capsules every 4 hours. For your son, you would give him 1 or 2, and you could mix it in a little good honey. And honey, when you go to the store to buy honey, they'll all say raw. That means nothing. What you're going to look on the side of the label and find one that says unheated. Or you're going to buy it from us because it's cheaper and better quality. We have premier honey in a 2-pound jar, which is the best you can get your hands on. And we also have fancier honeys as well, but all of our honeys are unheated. So they're antibacterial. So now you could mix the nukes into that, and the whole thing is good for him.
Okay, so he can take 1 or 2 per day?
No, he would take 1 or 2 at the first onset of any sign of a cold or flu issue, okay?
Okay, so it's not like an ongoing thing. That
No, not needed. Ongoing for him is going to be minerals, and I would keep a little mark somewhere on the wall in his room, and I'd watch as he grows, and when he hits a growth spurt where you see him go up an inch in a month, his minerals are probably going to be deficient, and if you don't check, Mom, he's going to get a tooth decay.
Okay, so that's just a half teaspoon of salt until he's 10 would do, Doctor?
Yes, and he has to get on the pH trio, and that should do the job, and you should see he rarely will get anything, but if he does, you'll now have nucleotides, and that'll be good for you and your husband and him, okay?
Great.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.
Have a good day.